3 weeks after general elections, three centre-right parties are still holding talks on forming a coalition government. On Friday, the leader of the strongest party, the Civic Democrats, is set to inform President Václav Klaus on the progress made so far and might even leave those talks as Prime Minister-designate. But the Civic Democrats are holding a crucial congress over the weekend that could change everything. Jan Richter reports.
Czech President Václav Klaus chose to break the mold 10 days ago. Previously, he had tasked the leader of the party that came first in elections with holding talks on forming the next government. This time, he gave that task to the head of the party that came second, the Civic Democrats. Negotiators for the Civic Democrats Topo 9 and Public Affairs have since reached agreement on a number of issues. These range from introducing a direct vote for the president and pay cuts imposed on state employees to an overhaul of the pension system and bringing in tuition fees. But the politicians have not found accord in other areas, including defense and anti-corruption measures. But Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas says that he doesn't expect any significant snags.
We are negotiating on all of the designated areas. There will be talks between the leaderships of the parties as well as our expert teams, and I expect swift movement forward.
This coming Friday, Mr. Nečas will have a chance to inform the president of the progress in the negotiations, hoping Mr. Klaus will appoint him Prime Minister-designate. Jaroslav Plesl is a commentator for the daily Hospodarské noviny. He says things may not run so smoothly. Another alternative could be a so-called grand coalition, including the Social Democrats.
I think there's like 60% chance that we will see the center-right government being formed sometimes in the summer. But I cannot exclude complications that may lead to searching for a different solution, like a grand coalition, including TOP09, the new political party that just got to the parliament.
In Mr. Plesl's view, the drawback might emerge at a Civic Democrat Party Congress in Prague next weekend. There, Mr. Nečas will seek election as the party chairman. He has only been acting chairman since Mirek Topolánek stepped down in May. One of the reasons behind the letter's fall was the influence of various party factions and their business interests, something Mr. Nečas wants to curb. Jaroslav Plesl says if he succeeds, the way for the new center-right coalition will be open.
If the different groups within ODS agree on the outcome of the Congress before it even starts, then I think we can expect Mr. Klaus to appoint Mr. Nečas the next prime minister. If not, I think Mr. Klaus will postpone that decision.
What's Mr. Klaus's role in this? What are his interests in this, and what can we expect from him, do you think?
Well, I think that Mr. Klaus is in favor of forming a grand coalition. That has been his great dream ever since he lost elections in 2002. And he's been claiming that grand coalition or some sort of cooperation between the two major parties is a natural solution for every election. He's still pushing for a grand coalition, and that is his main goal even in these negotiations.
Either way, events next weekend should throw more light on the question of what kind of government will Czechs have in the coming years and when it will ask for confidence in the newly elected lower house.
And we'll, of course, bring you more developments.